Let me just give you a real quick example of opinion as witchcraft. But I had, and they're not in this ministry, just so you know. They're not even, I don't even know their names. I just know somebody came and spoke with me. And normally I don't even talk to people that aren't part of the ministry or coming to the ministry, but I really felt led of the Lord to talk to these people. So I said, yes, I would talk with them without even making them listen to tapes first. And so we're sitting down talking, and the scenario came up that they were very nice people, loved the Lord. I saw a few areas that maybe weren't totally on track just because of lack of teaching and things. But they began to tell me about a daughter they have who loves God, is sold out, very active in church, moves in the gifts of the Spirit. She's 21. And even how she brought this young man home last year, about a year ago, to meet them, and he asked to court and all this kind of stuff, and they're doing everything very biblical. So it sounded good. A lot of fruit, they said, real excited about her. And then one of the parents, and I won't say which one, but one of them had supposedly a dream. And in the dream, and I won't get into the dream, but in the dream, something happened that would make them, could make them think that this new, well, let me say this. At Christmas time, they asked if the parents would give them a wedding coming up in a few months. And that kind of surprised them, and they wanted them to wait a little bit longer. And, you know, kind of told them so. Well, after that, there was a dream. And in the dream, something was revealed in the dream to make one of the parents think that they weren't equally yoked, or that this person had some issues and shouldn't marry their daughter. And so they told the daughter. They also felt like the Lord had told them that this was not the one for her or the time. So they told the daughter, you know, the Lord has shown us that this is not the one for you or the time. And they wanted, they asked me what I would do. Because the young man, who at one time said, you know, we'll honor you however you want to handle this, we'll wait as long until you're comfortable with it, he now said, oh, we're not waiting. We're in love. God's called us together, and we really want to get married with or without your approval. And so it's caused a lot of strife, right? So I stopped, you know, I said, and this is how I give an opinion. We found out a little bit more that the person didn't have the same education as the daughter. And maybe he wasn't making as much money as they would like for a potential husband for their daughter to make. And maybe they had this going and that going. And I said to them, I said, let me ask you some things. And I said, are they equally yoked? Are they both Spirit-filled believers? Oh, yes, yes, yes. And they're both over 21. I said, then none of it's your business. But didn't you hear about the dream? I said, God's not accuser of the brethren. God didn't tell you, give you that dream. And God wouldn't give you warning flags. I said, and even if the Lord was trying to show you something, it would be for prayer, not you taking his place. Didn't you tell me that your daughter said that the Lord showed her this was the one for her? And didn't you tell me that she loves the Lord with all her heart and there's great fruit in her life? I said, so which is it? And I said, you've entered into witchcraft. You personally have an opinion about this young man. And you're spiritualizing your dreams and you're spiritualizing your opinion. And I said, you've placed witchcraft over this relationship. I said, look at it this way. Because this is witchcraft, because you have an opinion here, because this is witchcraft, if they don't get married, it's going to be your fault for the rest of her life that she doesn't find someone who's going to who she thinks is as good as this person was for her. I said, if she does marry him, it's already cursed. And she won't be able to tell you anything. You won't be able to pray. And even if it should fall apart, it's going to come back to all, you knew it all, I told you so. I said, where's anything but strife in that? I said, you've made it so you can't win and she can't win. Because you crossed the line with an opinion. You spiritualized it. You allowed Satan to give you a dream of accuser the brother. And I said, I'm not blaming you. I said, the truth is, you probably haven't had the teaching that you needed to mature in these things as you're acting so spiritual. I don't know that they received. And I said, but the truth is, everybody goes through stuff. And they need your support and your prayers, not your I told you so's. And I said, truthfully, God doesn't say marry somebody based on how much money they make. And it doesn't hurt people to start off with nothing and watch God bring the increase. And I said, no two people are perfect when they're getting married. And that's where the Holy Spirit could put any two people together who follow God, and God can make it awesome. I said, so you're really worrying, you're really trying to make her decision for her. And so anyway, that kind of started this whole teaching on this, because I began to pray about people spiritualizing their opinions and even having them. And so I told him, I said, right now, the only thing I can see that you could do, if you really, and I know you don't care if you ever talk to me again, or, you know, I don't even know your name. But I said, but the bottom line is this, the only way you can fix this now is to repent, go to them and ask them to forgive you, tell them that you'll support them every way you can, and that you just got cold feet yourself because marriage is such a big decision, but that they both have shown true spirituality by waiting. And I said, and I'll just be really honest, the only scripture that talks about dating is, if you burn with passion for your virgin, get married. I said, maybe they want to sleep together because that passion's burning and they're trying not to sin and they're trying to do everything God's way, and now you're trying to tell them no. And I looked at them, I said, did you sleep together before you were married? I won't tell you their answer. And I said, did you forget what passion feels like? Would you rather them sin and sleep together? Or recognize this is coming from the Lord? Because you told me they're not into lust. They've done everything right. Well, the Bible's not kidding when God says, if the passion in you rises for your virgin, not lust, but God-given passion, then it's time to marry her. They're telling you that's what's going on. Because the son, he told me this particular young man said, I don't know how much longer we can, you know, we're just really falling in love with each other. I mean, how much more real can somebody come to you? How much? And I told him, I said, I want you to know this shows you've done an awesome job raising her. Now don't get in the way of letting her grow up and trust in the Holy Spirit in the marriage and with the situations. You are not. This spirit of scornful, it has, and you think it's spiritual, but it's not spiritual to try to control your spouse or your children. It's not spiritual to not let the Holy Spirit handle their disputes. If you see yourself going to battle for your kids, especially grown kids, and not allowing the Holy Spirit to be in there, who needs the Holy Spirit if you're around? That's scornful, folks. It's a false wisdom. It's a false wisdom. It's control. And it is really hard not to want to get our kids to do everything right and what we see is right. But you've got to just trust God. You've got to use. Now, wisdom from God is where He places something in your heart, okay? Wisdom from God changes with every situation. I'm not talking about the black and white stuff that there's no question about in the scripture. See, that's the first thing I said to them. You know, are they equally yoked? Is this going on? Is that going on? You know, let's find, because if I can find a Bible thing to say, whoop, can't marry him, you're right, you know. I still wouldn't agree with the rest of the junk, but I'd at least have the Bible. Do you get what I'm saying? But other areas that are not in here in black and white, the Holy Spirit has to lead you. Things like what schools your kids should go to. If they should go to a Christian college or a regular college. If they should be a part of this sports or the drama. If they should do this or that. Only God knows. Only God knows. And He's not afraid of the big bad wolf. When the Lord showed me without question where my son was to go to college, and he opened the doors and he supernaturally made the way, as much as I would love to see him maybe at a Christian college, although you hear a lot of bad stories about those too, I only want my son in the will of God. I only want him in the will of God. I can't make him get in the will of God, but I can pray without witchcraft and believe God to get him there. This spirit of scornful folks has such a strong opinion and false wisdom that and you need to repent if you see this in yourself, and I repent for having this in the past, but I really believe God has dealt a blow to this with me when he got haughty out. But it's where you really, really think you know what's best for other people in stuff that's not yes or no in the Bible. And you give counsel in a way as if, don't argue with me, I'm right, or almost a curse. If you do argue with me, something wrong's going to happen to you. Do you know what I'm saying? And if you got the Holy Spirit, there can be more grace to it, and some of it could have some truth to it, and that's a little more, it's not as damaging, so to speak, because God's working in there too, as like if you had a very critical parent who didn't know the Lord. And then it's just a straight out, it's a don't argue with me kind of thing. Does anybody have any questions so far that they're not afraid to ask? Does everybody get it? A lot of people have been hurt by it. A lot of people in the church have been hurt by it. A lot of parents not meaning to have hurt their children with it, and a lot of you have been hurt by parents who weren't meaning to hurt you but really thought they could control your lives, and many of you have hurt your children by not trusting the Holy Spirit and controlling their lives. I really believe that's why, and I'm not saying, am I saying you don't have a right to make choices for your children? No, when it's things like when the Holy Spirit put on my heart that to train my kids in the way they should go, and he put on my heart to put them in Christian school, I have that right to do that. If my kids, when they're 7 and 8, say, I don't want to go to Christian school, I don't care about that. It's not your choice. It's my choice. I'm called to train you up in the way you should go. But there may be a season, which I believe really strongly for my son, because I used to say, opinionated would say, my kids will only go to Christian school. My kids will only, you all know, I said, my kids will always be homeschooled. It's got that scornful thing on it. It's got that thinking highly of yourself. Mine are safer because they're at Christian school. Then can you believe their kids are in public school? Or can you believe they homeschool? Can you believe? It's all of our nasty opinions instead of trusting God. If I have faith, and I'm really being led by the Spirit to put my child in a certain school system, and God has them there in faith, then that faith will override what fear would do. See, as a person of faith, as a person led by the Spirit, my children are safer in the worst public school system than anybody else's kids there if God says to put them there. Do you understand faith? God's not afraid of the devil. He's not afraid. He knows he can protect you. But if I'm only putting them there because of money, and the Holy Spirit's leading me to put them somewhere else and trust him for the money, do you understand what I'm saying? You can't just pretend they're okay there. You can't formulate the leading of the Holy Spirit. And when you begin to formulate that, you can take a spirit of scornful where you make decisions for other people based on even the decisions the Holy Spirit has made for you in the past. Does everybody understand that? The Holy Spirit really showed me where to put my kids in Christian school. But if I would take that with scornful and with haughtiness and then say to Laurie, your kids, oh no, you're wrong. If you don't put your kids in school, you're going to be missing out. You are going to regret. You will really regret if you let them go to that school. You better watch out. If they go to that school, you know something bad is going to happen if they go to school. You just cursed her and her kids and you brought confusion because you took the place of the Holy Spirit. What you say when someone asks you, you know, I'm really believing that I'm supposed to put my kids for her in public school, and I've been homeschooling all these years, and I'm a little bit afraid of that. What do you think? And here's the school that is where is our district. And what you would say is, you need to really pray about it, Laurie, because you really have a gift for homeschooling. And, you know, the Bible says, train up a child in the way they should go. So there's obviously biblical reason you could homeschool. And, you know, I'm not so sure that your school district is the best. So maybe you ought to ask the Lord if that's where he wants you to send them. Or maybe he's telling you Christian school. Or maybe he wants you to move. You know, I really can't answer this for you. But you really need to seek the Lord about this because it's very serious. That's all you should say to her. That is absolutely the most you should say to anybody. I know we're getting whopped tonight, okay? Especially those of us with big mouths and quick opinions and actually people who move in a lot of wisdom in most times. You quiet people that nobody ever asks you your opinion is because you're quiet people that nobody thinks you probably have an opinion. I think if you're trying to get... I don't think sometimes with this, people are even asking. I think sometimes people just tell you what's going on. And some people with scornful will take that as being asked. But I think if somebody asks you, that doesn't mean, how do they know not to ask? Yeah. And see, I think scornful would make you maybe think that everybody's actually asking you and wanting you to take the Holy Spirit's place. And as a mature believer, even if somebody would want you to take the place of the Holy Spirit, you need to not take that place. But also, the whole thing about haughty is thinking more highly of yourself and your opinions than you ought. That's part of the thing. And let me say again, remember, this is about getting something out of your heart. This isn't about, I'm not talking to anybody anymore about anything. That's not what God's saying. God has to choose to use you. He can use you in wisdom, true wisdom. This other spirit will even take that true wisdom and put that control on it or put that bondage there. Is everybody getting this? I know it's painful. It's painful when I think of some of the things I've said to people. It's painful when I've seen people not listen to what I've said to them and things fall apart. To not then say, ha ha, see if they'd listen to me. God wants that whole attitude out of our hearts. It's much more important to bring people to the Word. It's much more important to let people talk things out without running their lives. And then there's a way, the scripture says, a way that seems right to man but isn't to God. You don't know. It's the scripture that says, who are you to think that you even know what you're going to be doing tomorrow? It's the one where he rebukes you. Who are you, man, to know what you're doing tomorrow? We've talked about this before. Opinion is anything where it's presumption, and presumption can lead to cancer. So this is very, very serious that we get rid of presuming that what God did for me is exactly what he has to do for you.